Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, you just get the impression that, politics aside, these two men don't like each other.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, you know, of course they don't. I mean, Gavin doesn't like Donald Trump, but he might have to learn to like him because his ex-wife is dating Trump's son. I mean, this is a pretty much a family affair, okay? So, you know, it's a small world up in that rarefied air of top politics. But Gavin definitely knows an opponent when he sees it. It was George W. Bush with gay marriage. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, took a shot at the White House on that big time when he was mayor of San Francisco. Now it's Donald Trump. He had a choice between climate change. That was Jerry's, though. And so he's going in on the border, going in big.
Okay.
It's all part of what they call controlling the narrative. That's what his people do every morning. They wake up because this guy is the ever-ready battery bunny. He just keeps running. He hasn't stopped running for governor, and he's already starting to run for another
office.
Well,
that's my question. I haven't seen the Gavin 2024 bumper stickers yet, but there's no doubt in anybody's mind that someday, following your theory, it's something he'd want to do.
He hasn't had Gavin bumper stickers for 2024, but he's already got a committee, Gavin Newsom 2020, to get reelected governor.
Well, of course.
And he's got $15 million in that. Now, Jerry Brown had the same thing, and he used it a lot for state initiatives to fight him or promote them, or just to say, I've got $15 million, don't mess with me, I'm the governor. Gavin, however, is still running Facebook ads around the country and in key states. He's popping up everywhere.
I mean, that's the point, right? He's got California. The question is, what about Minnesota or Florida?
And the minute Donald Trump stopped his State of the Union address, the team Newsom spammed out an email to all across the country saying, hey, support us, contribute to our campaign committee. So he is on an ongoing machine. Even this latest one, we're going to have the state of this state today, but really the message got delivered yesterday when he came out blasting Trump and pulling the National Guard back from the border. But look back and construct that. Control the narrative. A, they gave the news outlets the heads up on Sunday that it was coming. So everybody had to come in on Sunday to write the story so it landed Monday morning right here,
yes,
right?
Yes, indeed.
It led the national news. It led the state news, right? You guys are smiling,
yeah.
Right? That's what it is. That's getting your message out there, getting it out early, and getting it out loud. That's controlling the narrative, and that's what they're doing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.